Company social gatherings can be dangerous if you tend to be a different person at work than you are at home or with friends. Before you bring a plus one to a company or client party, picnic, dinner, or networking event, ask yourself, will you act the same? I've seen some pretty crazy things happen when people bring someone new into a work environment, whether it's your spouse, friend, or other. Make sure how you behave is consistent with how you are seen by your boss and coworkers. Any major inconsistencies can harm your integrity. The pitch challenge today: role play the event in your head before you start inviting people from your personal life to your work life. You are dealing with a lot of knowns here. You know how your boss is, how you act around coworkers, and you know the person you are bringing to the event. And if you don't know the person too well, you should definitely consider attending solo. If anything in your imaginary role play causes concern about how you may act differently, either go solo or have a candid discussion with your friend or family member before you go. Also, don't be afraid to go to things alone if you are concerned about coming off inconsistent with your employer and team. It does not make you a failure if you don't bring a date. It saves the company money and frees you up to be more focused on everyone else at the event and not the potential train wreck of your date.